Welcome to the Stain Gang Podcast as we talk Midwestern State Volleyball with Head Coach Stephanie Radecki. I'm Pete Stein, and we've got two volleyball matches coming up at DL Lincoln Coliseum this week. Friday night at 6 o'clock, Angelo State is here, and then Saturday at 2 o'clock, Lubbock Christian faces the red-hot Midwestern State Mustangs, who won three straight matches. You were almost Joe Willie Namath in that seat last week because you fell just short of guaranteeing three wins.
Was that the interpretation?
But you had a confident air about you as we talked about it. You felt pretty good going to Portales.
Yeah, I felt like we obviously the previous weekend was disappointing, but playing those type of opponents does make a big difference in being prepared for those regional / non-conference conference matches. So, I think we definitely saw some big improvements through the losses and were able to build on that. And we knew that we were in a position to be successful and we just had to execute. And I was really proud of our team because that was a big step for us right now. And being able to win three matches and all in three straight, I think Amy DeWalt agreed with me when I said, when was the last time we did that? And she looked at me and was like, not in my 4 years here. So definitely a big step for our program.
It's interesting to hear you say that because I was talking to somebody and I was just saying, you know, they won three in a row and it's not like they had to pull out matches in the fifth set.
Right.
15-13.
Right.
I mean, you dominated while you were there in Portales.
We did.
I mean, winning in straight sets, that's pretty impressive.
And I felt like our team really stayed focused on, obviously, a volleyball match. It doesn't necessarily matter if you win in three. It's about getting
right.
the win.
And I understand that.
But it also is a huge step for us to be able to finish those sets consistently. So
because that has been a problem.
Yeah, I think there's something big to be said about that, and shows that our team definitely has some grit and some focus and can just produce consistently, which is nice to see.
What was different? I mean, obviously the competition level was different. I know that. Yeah. But what was different this week in terms of what you just talked about, being able to finish those sets?
Well, first I just want to say, you know, Eastern's good. I think they lost some of their big players from last year, their lefty right side and their libero, but their two outsides were back, and I can't say enough about their volleyball IQ and how strong that they are. Then Western, you know, I think their coach is in a similar situation to where I have been, and we saw them opening weekend. We know they have a lot of really impressive weapons, but just trying to get that groove. And Saul Ross is new to the conference, but wow, impressive kids. Like, their outsides were so gritty and aggressive, and they did a great job. And I think their coaches really prepared them for the weekend, because with the transition, like we talked about last week, I think going into that, you know, it's pretty hard. But what energy they played with was really impressive. Like, just kind of knowing that, you know, this is where we're at now. We're going through this transition, and we're just going to go after it and celebrate every moment. Like, they were definitely that team, which those teams are really hard to play.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
So
they can bite you during the season as you start getting into your regular campaign.
Yeah, definitely. And so really important to say that those are three good teams. And what was the question?
I'm just curious, because you did, as you were talking about, you closed out sets, you won these matches. Was there something that you saw on the court that made the difference? I know you talked about the grit and the tenacity of your team, but was there something on the court?
Well, if you look at the stats, I'd say our hitting percentage was definitely higher.
I think you hit 340 or something like that for the three games combined.
So, you know, I think that has a lot to do with, you know, we've been stressing that a lot, but you know, Demi played well. Riley Rabideau played well. Riley Wolf came in and played well versus Saul Ross, which is really nice to see because she was out so much at the beginning of the season. Having both our setters, all of our setters healthy.
And Elena
really
was
nice.
Back, right?
Elena was back.
Elena Guerrero.
You know, we stayed in that 6-2 for the most part of the weekend. We did let Elena run a 5-1 versus Saul Ross for two sets to try to get her caught up on that. On playing time, and that was really nice. And we're always going to fall into a situation in a 6-2 where we run out of subs, and we're always more than likely going to finish the set with both Brooke and Elaine on the floor. You know, both of them can hit, both of them can set. They both are strong blockers and can play defense. So giving them that experience in the and just time in the front row setting is nice. And our middles all did an amazing job. You know, I think the first match versus Eastern, our pins were a little high error to start the match, and Gabby and Bella were both hitting over 400. And then Kimora came in versus Western New Mexico and hit over 400. And all three of them played on Saturday and hit over 400. Like, you can't really, you know, you can't stress that enough. That's huge.
So is there something you're doing in practice to improve your hitting percentage? Is it just experience? How do you improve hitting percentage?
Well, I think my focus as a head coach, like in every drill, has always been to really have that in the back of your mind. I do think our players are starting to embrace that now. Like, when you're hitting reps versus no one, you have to focus on hitting percentage. You can't just, okay, this is a free for all, I'm just going to hit as hard as I can out, or I'm just going to, well, that's a bad set, so I'm going to catch it or hit it in the net. No, like, we really focus on, you have to make something out of that. You have to do something with that. I think our middles have really embraced that a lot. Like, if they're underset or if they're in late, how do you hit a good shot versus just hitting it as hard as you can in the net? You know, I think that that's been an emphasis for us, and it's definitely paying off.
I know you hate it when I compare your sport to other sports, but I'm going to do it again just to get that look on your face.
Okay.
But it sounds a little bit like when a baseball player approaches batting practice.
Yeah.
If you just go up there swinging and you're not thinking, hey, I need to take these pitches the opposite way, it's kind of fruitless.
Yeah.
If you practice without purpose.
Correct. Yeah. And yeah, we talk about that a lot. We can, we've talked even recently, I think we even talked about it on the podcast last week, like, we had to have a conversation about, like, if you err, it has to have a purpose, then you have to come back and bounce back with 2-3 plus positives in order to recover from that. But you shouldn't feel like you absolutely can't err, but you can't just have really bad unfocused errors.
So you're over 500 now, 6-5. Did you get out of the non-conference campaign what you were hoping to?
Well, I obviously would have hoped we would have had a little bit more positive outcomes that second weekend. However, like I said, I think that weekend prepared us a lot for what's to come, and so I think it was a really important weekend for us. So
I mean, if you learned during the course of that weekend, then it wasn't a complete loss, right?
No, I think we learned a lot, and so I definitely think that this preseason overall we're in a good place, and I think we can move forward and really focus on what's to come, which is a lot.
Yeah. And you're starting in the frying pan, because
yes,
14th
are.
Ranked Angelo State is here, and you've actually played Angelo State fairly well during your time here.
Yeah, we have. You know, Angelo State has a great program. Traditionally, they're outstanding. Outstanding again this year. They've had a great preseason. And we know what we're going to see. We're going to see really dynamic players, really crisp plays, and really strong, high-level athletes. And I think that we are in a position to embrace that and kind of step up to that challenge and hopefully see some really good things.
How do you counter that?
Well, we have to be low error. We have to be focused. We have to be able to manage the momentum swings of volleyball. We have to make sure that we don't allow long strings of points, that we can kind of execute in serve receive to kind of cut those off. And definitely just, they have 5+ amazing hitters, so we can't really key on one hitter. You know, we know who their go-to kids are, but we have to really just be ready to defend. And I think our defense is doing a really nice job. Like, our digs per set are really impressive in the conference. And now we need to get our blocks per set a little bit higher so that we can help them out and not get used.
But the blocking continues to improve, right?
Yes, I think we've gotten a lot better blocking, so that's really nice to see.
And athletically, you're getting closer to Angelo State now, aren't you?
Well, I think we're getting the right kids that are really excited about the challenge and understand that the work that they put in the in the off season really kind of really plays into what they're able to do right now.
You mentioned Amy DeWald, and she missed, I think, all of last year.
Yes, she
sat out with an injury.
Yeah.
It seems like she's taken a role as a leader on the team.
Yes.
How's her play? Do you see improvement from where she was 2 years ago? Is she coming back to full strength?
Yeah. I mean, she's playing really well. I think that my first season here, which was the last season that she was playing, which would have been her sophomore season, I feel like she tweaked her ankle, which she's had a lot of issues with the summer right before we started the season. So I really feel like she wasn't able to push off as quickly as she is now. And you can definitely see that in how she's playing right now. Amy also has one of the best outlooks on playing the game, because she's so excited that she was out for a year and she's back, and you can just see it on her face when she's playing. Like, she's so excited to be playing with a team that's really just battling and being competitive, and it's fun to watch. She's been a great leader. She's been a really consistent force for us, and she's just awesome.
When you hosted the MSU Invitational, you could definitely see that on Amy's face.
Yeah.
That she just constantly had a smile on her face, and that she was having so much fun being on the court and
that,
playing.
Yeah, and that energy just is contagious. You know, a lot of energy is contagious, whether it's negative or positive. But if you can bring more positive to your team like that, like especially to your younger players that get frustrated because this is all so new to them, that energy is something that is really crucial to our team right now.
We've also got Lubbock Christian coming in here on Saturday. You always have to play these back-to-backs where you play Friday and Saturday.
Yes.
As a coach, how tough is that to prepare and implement any kind of game plan?
It makes it a little challenging. It's a quick turnaround throughout the week as we put certain things in practice that we need to be able to defend, things that we feel like we can offensively utilize that might frustrate the teams that we're playing. I usually kind of start out with, like, Monday I talked, some of the things that we put into practice were based on Lubbock Christian because we don't play them till Saturday. Then later in the week, try to talk a little bit about Angelo State so that it's fresh on their mind. And then circle back around, you know, Friday night, Saturday morning, back to Lubbock Christian.
And then it can also be because you're playing, as we mentioned, 14th-ranked Angelo State is here Friday at 6 o'clock. We want everybody at Lincoln Coliseum for that one. You turn around, you play 2 o'clock. Let's say you have an emotional match with Angelo State or a really grueling match. That turnaround can be tough, too.
Yeah, it can be tough. And I feel like, you know, we talked a little bit about that to some of our leaders yesterday, how we felt like in practice on Monday we were a little too high on the weekend. Like, whereas it was
That's kind of human nature,
it is,
isn't it?
It is, which certainly don't want to tell our players that they can't celebrate a nine straight weekend. But it has to quickly shift into a focus on what's ahead. Funny story about those situations is last week in practice, we implemented a lot of things, worked on a lot of shots, and then sitting watching film Thursday morning, one of our players looked at me and was like, "Did you watch this video before practice this week? Because we worked on all the things you're talking about." And I was like, "Crazy how that works." Yes, I did.
That is funny.
Jen told me that I should have just told her, no, I just am really lucky.
It's just luck. It just came to me out of the air.
Yeah, foreshadowing at its finest.
That's how you get to be a genius coach.
Yeah.
I know you want to encourage people to come out to Lincoln Coliseum. We had a great atmosphere here. I know you also had a pretty good atmosphere in Fort Dallas when the football team showed up.
We did.
That was pretty cool.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. The president came on.
That make you nervous?
Saturday. I don't. She doesn't make me nervous because she's awesome. She's just excited. Like, you could hear her occasionally, like, cheering.
Occasionally.
Well, I'd say there was not a lot of other people there, so like, probably when she whispered, I heard her saying, right behind the bench. But it really shows that people appreciate and are fans of the game, but what our student athletes do.
At various sports, she's been either behind or in front of me. And
yes.
She is into the game, into the match, whatever event she's at, she is making noise.
Yes.
And it's more than occasional.
And I will say, I also heard Coach Renner. I could hear him. Even with the football players, I could hear his voice in the stands. So that was really nice.
He does have that football coach voice that just kind of carries.
Yes. And I also really appreciated his guys and how much they were vocal in a positive way, which is always awesome. So, and they cleaned up. I saw them cleaning up their trash after. Come on. I mean, you can't ask for much more than that.
I don't know if they'll be able to make it this week. So we need all the support we can get out at DL Ligon Coliseum this week.
Yeah, we would love to have anyone that – and it's fun. It's a great atmosphere. It's fun.
You know what? You're absolutely right. People that maybe haven't been, probably people listening to the podcast have been, but
probably, yeah.
I would just say that, as you know, I'm fairly new to the sport of volleyball.
Mm-hmm. But you know everything.
Not at all. What I need is a good analyst. If we could find a good analyst.
I agree with you.
We'll see how that works out. I think it is. I am so entertained watching volleyball, and I've started watching more and more of it, you know, whether it's Big Ten Network or ESPN2. I watched a lot of it during the Olympics, and when I'm at the matches, I think it is a tremendously entertaining. There's a lot of tension in a volleyball match if it's close.
Yes.
And the momentum swings, the enthusiasm that we talked about with Amy that's prevalent on your team, and we saw it with every team at the MSU Invitational, just the energy that they bring. And I know the LSC opponents that are going to be coming in here over the next 8 or 10 weeks, whatever it is, they're going to bring that energy.
Yeah.
I would just encourage people. So if you're listening to the podcast, what I'm saying is tell your friends.
Yeah, and I've always said if you go to a volleyball match, you will come back because you will love it. You'll fall in love with the game.
I think you're absolutely right.
I feel like volleyball student athletes play with so much joy and so much dynamic, explosive, fun, powerful. It's just cool.
It's like a Stephanie Radecki podcast. If you listen once, you're going to
come back.
Stephanie, I always appreciate your time. I'm looking forward to this weekend. It's going to be fun, especially Friday night, 6 o'clock, with 14th-ranked Angelo State here. And then Saturday afternoon, Lubbock Christian. Hope to see everybody at Distinct Park. But I would say, if they can't make it, they can see it live on Flow Sports.
Yeah, they can tune in to your amazing commentary.
Have a great weekend, Stephanie. And congratulations on this past week.
Thank you.
That was fun.
Thank you.
That's Stephanie Radecki. I'm Pete Stein. This is the Stain Gang Podcast. Tell your friends.